Thanks for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. While you're there, please check out the articles and podcasts updated daily. You can also get the full archive of shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. Just click the drop-down menu, go to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and hundreds of shows will appear that we've recorded over the years. So tons of content over at AmericaOutLoud.com. So a lot to talk about tonight. As always, there's clear double standard in our country, unlike anything we have ever seen before. If you look at the last couple of weeks, what's happened with Hunter Biden getting no jail time for a crime that so many others have gotten jail time for. See the arrogance of this administration. Merrick Garland actually attending the same White House dinner event as Hunter Biden the same day that he was charged. So here they are pretty much just laughing in our faces that they are above the law. And we see this time and time again from the Biden administration, and the scales of justice are just completely tipped into one side. Isn't it ironic that just a couple of years ago, President Trump was impeached for investigating corruption with the Ukraine and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And now here we are a few years later, and the Biden administration has given the Ukraine billions of dollars. It's like, you can't make this stuff up, but it's clear, it's obvious for anyone to see. But this is where we're at as a country right now, where the left is not held accountable for anything. They can just do whatever they want out in the open, out in the public, and laugh in our face because they know they're above the law. Something has to change, Rob. How are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing great, and I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. And something that you said that stood out, and that is that President Trump was impeached because he was trying to investigate bribery charges, criminal activity of the Biden family cabal. We now find ourselves in a war with Russia, and Ukraine is out front. We're the straw men. Ukraine is doing all the fighting, but we're behind them, giving them the money that they need to fight this war. Why is it, I wonder? Why are we giving Ukraine money to fight a war? And are they actually fighting a war, or are they socking the money away? I think it's probably a little bit of both, because as I said, we're fighting the war with Russia. We're trying to change the regime. And you have all of this ancillary stuff that's coming out to keep you from focusing on what's actually happening here. As you also mentioned, Hunter Biden is now going to plead guilty on charges of tax evasion and gun possession. At the same time this was going on, this investigation has been going on, I think, for almost 5 years by the Attorney General in Delaware, David Weiss. And there's some information coming out about David Weiss, but we're going to get to that also. But at the same time these charges were released, we were also glued to our TVs wondering what happened to that submarine or submariner that went down in Nova Scotia in Canada. So they announced that Hunter Biden is going to plead guilty, and then we learn about this marine that's lost, that was going down to look for the Titanic, or to see the Titanic, not look for it. Five souls were looking for the to see the wreckage of the Titanic. Now, does anyone find it interesting how these things were like competing in the news cycle? Or was there a competition? Could it be that they made the announcement of what's going to happen to Hunter Biden, and then they threw this story out there? Now, some would say, oh no, but that was already time for them to go down and look at the wreckage of the Titanic. Right, it was already time for that to happen. But wasn't time is that when it went down, we're now finding out that the U.S. Navy knew immediately that that submarine had exploded. I think it went missing on Sunday, and they apparently on their radar saw a large explosion in the ocean. So they knew that those five individuals were dead as of Monday. But look at how they played this out. I think it was Monday or Tuesday we find out about Hunter Biden pleading, going to plead not or guilty on charges of tax evasion, charges of not paying taxes on $1.7 million Or was it 17? No, 1.7, because he got $17 million from ill-gotten gains from Russia, an oligarch who gave him a diamond, and I think also from China. So we find that out, and then we learn that, oh, we can't find the submarine. Oh, we'll find it soon. Well, they have like about 8 hours or 40 hours of oxygen that they can live on. Now, notice how that kept drip, drip, drip. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, oh, they're dead. And at the same time, we found out that the United States Navy had been monitoring it, because not monitoring the submarine itself, but they noticed that there was a loud explosion in the ocean. Of course, they're going to monitor this stuff, because we don't know if Russia or China or some other foreign player is trying to attack. So they're looking at all this stuff. But they made us believe it was like a cliffhanger, like a movie. Oh, they're living. Oh, we're going to find them. Oh, they've got these many hours. And everyone is like waiting with bated breath. Oh, what's going to happen? Oh, we're going to pray. Oh, let's make certain. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is pleading guilty to crimes that anyone else, especially a black man, and I mentioned this on last week's show, would be looking at hard time. And then you have the media coming out saying, oh, this is no sweetheart deal. This is standard customary. It's all, okay. No special privileges, although it was white privilege, as I mentioned before. Sonny Hostin on The View, the resident dumb attorney. Oh, folks, please don't look at this. Andy Weissman, who was the lead attorney for Bob Mueller's Russia collusion hurricane, what was it, hurricane collusion or Russia? That they're all, don't look, there's nothing here. This is standard. Come on, folks. 100 Biden. And actually, it's actually a lot worse than what we actually see. Really? Well, as of Friday, after all this took place, Hunter Biden is at a state dinner with his dad, greeting the Prime Minister of India, Modi. And he's rubbing shoulders with all these hoity-toity people, and they're smiling at him, and he and his chiclet teeth that are actually all messed up from using crack cocaine and everything else, and a tuxedo that's a little too tight. I don't know why they can't get a tuxedo to fit this guy. He's all of 5'11", 6 feet. Every time he rolls out in a tuxedo, it looks like it's all bunched up at the shoulders, and he's walking like Frankenstein. Come on, folks. And although he's dressed his teeth, he's managed to get them all capped up and chiclets all white. His skin looks horrendous. You can tell this guy's a former crack addict. But think about it. All this is going on, this is being played out, which is a really, really a serious thing that people should be looking at. But they have your attention with the submarine that had exploded on Sunday, but they were telling you, giving you hope to believe that, although they're still alive, we could possibly find them. Although it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that they're lost, they're in the depth of the ocean. They're not coming back, unfortunately. Then you had people on social media fighting with each other, saying, oh, all you people who want them dead, you're bad, and you're not a Christian, and you're this. I'm like, why are we focusing on that and not focusing on Hunter Biden and the sweetheart deal? Why are we not focusing on the information, the revelations that are coming out with whistleblowers saying that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are corrupt? That Hunter Biden, in a WhatsApp app message, sent a message to, I think it was a China businessman. What is his name here? I'm looking for it. But let me just read the message while I find the name. Oh, Henry Zhao, in July 2017. This is around the time that I think Trump was in office for about a year then. This is a message that Hunter Biden sends to this guy. Hunter Biden's text to Henry Zhao. And this is, was released from Representative Jason Smith, who is the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, because they're trying to get to the bottom of this. They're really trying to hold or keep our political figures accountable to make certain that they're not doing things that they should not be doing. So this is a real deal here. This is what we should really be looking at, and not some trumped-up charges with Fiona Hill and Alexander Vindman and Maria Yudkowsky saying that Trump, he lied to Ukraine and he was trying to get them to do a pay-for-play scheme. No, that was a big lie. Okay? Here's the real deal with concrete evidence. These other folks were going by hearsay, which isn't admissible in court. So the real deal is here. Here's the email. I'm going to read it to you. Hunter Biden, I'm sitting here with my father. And we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or a text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, that's Joe Biden, And every person he knows, including Obama and all the other crooked officials and all these big corporations, everyone knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my directions, I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father, AKA the big guy, AKA Joe Biden. Here's the concrete evidence that they should give this to the women of The View, like Joy Behar, and then she can throw it up and say, oh, it's over. But the media won't do that. They're busy wanting you to think about or speculate as to whether or not the submarine has exploded. And are those five people going to come up? And it doesn't have anything to do with your bottom line. It doesn't have anything to do with the security of America. It doesn't have anything to do with anything, but we want you to think that it's so important. Just like if we were to say a little girl was outside and she was wondering if she should pick up daisies or not. And they could make that a story. And you guys, oh, we don't know. She's only five, but her parents are going to send her out by herself. Oh, let me see. That's how insignificant that story is about the submarine, because it does not impact anyone's bottom line. It was a private venture, albeit everyone was interested in it, but it's not the story of the day. It's not the story of the moment whereby the person sitting in the White House is compromised, he and his son. And then you just compare that up against what they put Trump through, a bunch of lies. And at the same time, you know what else happened? John Durham is testifying on the Hill. And he came out and said that this entire Russia collusion, Hurricane Russia, I can't think of the name right now, but that there was no grounds for it to take place, none whatsoever. That the moment they got a special counsel, Bob Mueller should have looked at this and said, there's no there there. There's concrete evidence pointing to this. But yet and still, you have the Ralph Nadlers and all the other in the fake media and the fake congressman saying, oh, no. Durham, he's wrong. He's off basis. You would think that they would celebrate Durham, considering it took Durham forever to come up with this report, to look at the fact that Durham only indicted, I think, three people. One went to jail, Kleinsman, and then the Sullivan guy got off because it was held in a court in D.C., and we all know that they weren't going to find him guilty. Well, guilty of what? Of producing information to to get a permission to spy on Trump. But the FISA court, they gave them false information, information that Hillary Clinton had created, information that John Clapper went to Barack Obama and Joe Biden and told them, he debriefed them that this is what Hillary Clinton is planning on doing to stop Donald Trump. And if he becomes president in 2016, we're going to continue to push this so that we can impeach him. That was John Durham's report. We saw that reported on the Hill. But as opposed to everyone focusing in on that, we were busy looking at the missing submarine, lost in the ocean. We need to find out where they are. Okay, and let's say we found out where they were, then what was going to happen? How was that going to help any of our bottom line? How was it going to help us? See, they trick you. They got you to thinking that this is so important and we need to know what's happening and that the whole Hunter Biden thing is insignificant and you don't need to know about that. And you don't need to know about John Durham's report. Andrew, I don't know if you remember or not, but I had said about a year or so ago, actually before Trump left office, it's about 2 years ago, I said that if when Bill Barr said that he was going to put John Durham over this investigation to see the genesis of the Russia collusion story. And at the time, I said, this is good. And both sides of the aisle, the Democrats and Republicans, they like applauded John Durham because they say that he is fair, he is by the book, he is straight line, and he won't be distracted. And I said, that's good. But if he waits indefinitely with this report, when it does come out, and if it does have incriminating information on it, no one's going to listen. The media is not going to be in feel the need to report this to the American people. And lo and behold, I was right. And as his investigation proceeded, and he started to indict people like the Kleinsman's guy, he was indicted for lying to the FBI. And he got, I think, his license suspended and like a year or 6 months in jail. And then you had the Sullivan guy, who was on the Clinton's campaign. He was an attorney who took the information, the Russia collusion information, and presented it to a FISA court so that they can investigate Mike Flynn, Carter Page, and Donald Trump. And what did the juror say? Not guilty. And we also did a story whereby we said that John Doerr should just pack it up and go home. This is it. No matter what he does, he will not be able to get a verdict out of this. This will go nowhere. I had the foresight to see this then, almost 2 years ago. Fast forward, he's coming out with this report. Now, we applaud the report, but it's a bit late because people have moved on. And trying to get them to see what happened is impossible. You know why? Because the media will not report on it. And I think I should call them out. Fake news CNN, whom I'm heard is on the block to be sold. I don't know how true it is, and that Jeff Zucker is planning on wants to buy it, which would be a huge mistake. Here's an opportunity for a rich or deep pocket conservative to step in and to purchase fake news CNN. But will they do it? Absolutely won't. They won't do it. Now, I want to cover this. I want to talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break, because this is the story that we should be talking about, not all this other stuff that they're trying to throw in front of you, as they say, gaslighting, so that you would put your attention on this, on the submarine, as opposed to Hunter Biden, or mainly Joe Biden and his lies, because he's unfit and he should be impeached. And you know something else they're doing? This whole thing with Russia. Oh, Russia, there's a coup, there's a coup. Who cares about there being a coup? That's over there. We're here. We're focusing on what's happening in our own government. But see, they're throwing all of this out there at you, Andrew, so that people won't stay focused and say, wait a minute, our government is indeed compromised and corrupt under the Joe Biden regime.
You're right. The world is in chaos under Joe Biden. And this John Durham report, the testimony on the Hill was very interesting. I thought you had people from both sides of the aisle that were very upset with him, including Matt Gaetz, who really viciously called out John Durham, called him lazy, said that he let down the American people, basically saying that his investigation was half-assed. And if he would have really put his time and effort into it, he probably would have gotten some charges with all this Democrat corruption. But nonetheless, Democrats were not happy with him either for some of the things that he did uncover. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, and sleep deep. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. You've heard Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company discuss the harmful effects of spike protein in your body, and now they've found the solution. The miracle enzyme nattokinase. Their spike support formula contains nattokinase, the most compelling and scientifically supported approach to safely clear spike protein out of the body. What's more, spike support is optimized with other all-natural, non-GMO ingredients, like dandelion root, to help prevent spike protein from binding to your cells. Everyone should take daily spike support so you can feel your best. America Out Loud listeners can go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
So I'm going to open back up talking about what the media is trying to do to deflect your attention from what really matters. Now, I read to you the WhatsApp chat that Hunter Biden sent to this Chinese businessman, Henry Zhao. And when he was telling him that my dad knows about this and you better give us the money, we want the money right now. Guys, you got to realize that Hunter Biden is a complete failure, a miserable failure. He's a crack addict. And when we open up, we're talking about, you know, he avoid paying taxes. He's going to plead down to a misdemeanor. Are you guys also aware that in these taxes that he is avoid paying for over like 2 or 3 years, that he had listed employed prostitutes as employees to write them off on the tax, on his taxes? Don't you guys find that interesting? I mean, that in itself is a story that should be covered. How he used prostitutes, slept with prostitutes, played around with prostitutes, and then he's going to put him on his tax return as an employee expense. They're going to look at Donald Trump and say, oh, well, wait a minute. He did quiet hush money for to Stormy Daniel. We got to indict him. We got to bring him in. And that's a felony. Yeah, but Hunter Biden, prostitutes, he can write it off as a business expense. And the media, they're just looking at it and just, oh, let's next. Let's move on to something else. Let's move on to the submarine. We want to talk about the submarine. Well, we don't want to talk about, we want to talk about pride. And everything on TV now is pride. I'm so sick of pride. I hope we get a Republican in, and I hope he shuts that mess down. A month for pride? It is indoctrination, plain and simple. We don't do any other holiday like that. If we can't say Merry Christmas, why are we freaking around, walking around saying Happy Pride?
Yes, let's bang Pride Month. I'm totally behind that. Rob, what are your thoughts on Hunter Biden going to this dinner last week that Marilyn Garland attended, that Prime Minister of India Modi attended? I mean, this guy is just in Washington, D.C., living it up like nothing happened. I mean, this is unbelievable, is it not? The arrogance that this Biden administration has to continually invite this guy to these important state dinners?
Well, you opened up and you mentioned that, how he was hobnobbing with these hoity-toity people at the state dinner. And we also got to remember that Biden took this same misfit to Ireland on taxpayer dollars. Now, he claimed he was sleeping on the floor, but we know that's not true. But going back to this dinner, and before the dinner, we've got to talk about that also, because there was a press conference with Modi and Biden. And they only allow 2 questions, which Biden completely flubbed on. Because again, he brought up that he's going to build a highway from the United States to India. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but if that's not a sign that this man is crazy, he's lost his marbles, and the media said nothing about it. I'm just, oh, okay. Okay, yeah, he said it. Oh, he was just being sarcastic. He was just playing around. The same way when he said God save the Queen. And on top of that, when Modi and Biden are outside the White House with the welcoming committee, and they're playing the India national anthem, Biden puts his hand on his heart. I'm sorry. I'm sick of all this. I am completely sick of this. And I am with, what's his name, Clarence Thomas, when he says, we need to rethink the role and the function of the media. These people aren't worth anything. And I was going to say this during the first half of the show. I was talking about how the media is gaslighting. They're not covering these stories the way they should be, because this is huge. Now, I'll take my hat off to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud platform, because we are covering this story. Our urban story with Barbara from Harlem and BB Diamond, they're talking about it. The Mordecai Mission, they're talking about it. Peel.net, they're talking about it. But you know who isn't talking about it? Fake news CNN, PMSNBC, and I dare say typically Fox News is talking about it. Now, Newsmax, One American News, oh, they're into it. The Washington Examiner, they're into it. But these others, they'd rather talk to you and deflect your attention on this submarine. Granted, it's unfortunate what happened, but they want to talk to you about that as opposed to calling out Biden putting his hand on his heart to salute the Indian national anthem. A complete embarrassment. No, you can't say that we didn't see it. We saw it. This is embarrassing. And then they want to say, oh, he's so sharp, this man. You got Jean Karine Pierre saying, oh, he's smarter than us. Sometimes we have to say, Mr. President, wait up. Are you freaking serious? You're lying. You're flat out lying. You shouldn't be in that position. If it wasn't for DEI, you wouldn't be in that position. You would be back home watching TV, doing absolutely nothing, which is what you should be doing. I can't stand anyone in this administration. They're all fake. They're incompetent. Buttigieg, he's incompetent. His only claim to fame is that he's gay, he's married, and he has two kids that he should not have. That's his only claim to fame. That's it. And we're supposed to embrace that? The big stories, they won't talk about. But something about a submarine? Oh, let's talk about the submarine. But talking about men, those are toxic men who claiming that they're women and they're erasing real women. Where's the feminist movement? Why aren't we talking about that? Where's Gloria Steinem? That's the reason why people don't believe in that crap. Because when it really counts, you don't stand up. It's all politics. It's a political statement that you're trying to make. The same way. They're trying to make a political statement in your face that you better listen to us or we will take you down. Hunter Biden hobnobbing at the dinner. He's people touching him on the shoulder and they're talking to him in his unfit suit. Oh, Hunter, what about this? And Hunter, what about that? No, something you guys got to realize is that he has pleaded guilty. And I think he goes before the judge either the 25th of next month to formally plead to these charges. And it's up to the judge whether or not he's going to accept the charges. And you know what I think? I think the judge is going to accept them. I think the judge is going to roll over and say, okay, we'll enter this in. Now, remember, if he were a black man, this wouldn't happen because they would throw him in jail. But Hunter Biden, white privilege, the Biden name, the wannabe dynasty Biden, who have enriched themselves off of the public's interest. Biden said, I mean, Hunter Biden said so in the What's Up tape or chat that he sent to Henry Zhang. And guys, you also got to remember, everything in China is owned by the government. So while they want you to think, oh, it was just a business deal between Hunter and Henry. No, it was not. It was a business deal between Hunter and the Chinese government. And the Chinese government is just sitting back watching all this unfold because they know they've got the goods on Biden. And when I hear people say, well, you know, Biden, he's afraid that if he says something, China is going to give up the goods. No, China isn't. China isn't going to say anything. They don't care. They got what they want. No, China did provide, I think it was John Comer, with bank statements showing that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have received money from from Chinese companies. And where has that gone? Nowhere. This is enough to impeach Joe Biden. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, don't impeach him. Let's move on. I think the famed lawyer has even said the same thing, Dershowitz. He said, no, let's not. I said, don't impeach Trump. Yeah, but Trump didn't do anything. That's the big difference. Trump was trying to investigate. And you saw how the media made us think that Trump had done something. And you had people believing it, even Republicans. They're believing it right now. Now, just imagine, will you? If Republicans were to all band together and stop this, we got to stop Trump. They say, okay, it's not about stopping Trump. It's about stopping Biden. Biden is the enemy of the people. But you have these knuckleheads coming out like Hurd, Representative Hurd from Texas, saying, I'm going to run for the presidency and we got to stop Trump. I'll vote for anybody but Trump. If it's Trump, I'm not going to vote. So you would vote for Biden, probably so, over Trump, who has not done anything wrong illegally. Granted, Trump has this blusterous personality. Andrew and I, we've spoken about it. We wish he would tone it down. We wish he wouldn't be so confrontational. But Andrew, I don't know if you saw this or not. He put out a video, Trump did, and he said, I get it. I wish I didn't have to be so confrontational. And he said to Brett Barr, he said, I'm like this because I probably wouldn't get any traction if I wasn't. And you got to think about it. He probably wouldn't get any traction because the media thinks that is funny the way he's behaving. But then they see that he can manipulate this to get airtime. So he's using all these indictments, not that he likes it, but it's like, hey, this is going to put my name out there. But going back to the video that he had made, an independent video of Brett Baer saying, when he was telling Brett Baer, this is why I do it. But he made a video, and I thought it was interesting. He said, the reason why, and this was after, I think, Brett Baer had said, you've attacked every one of your cabinet members. You've called them this, you've called them that. Why did you do it? And he said, yeah, I get it. Maybe I shouldn't have done it, but I did. So Trump made an independent video, and he said, the reason why I do this, he said, is that if you don't stand up and call these people out, the media will take their word for it and will run with it. And then people will believe that what they're saying is true. Look at John Kelly. John Kelly came out and said, oh, Trump, he's scared. He's scared about these charges because he's looking at 100 years in jail. And I hear people saying that over and over again, that Trump is looking at 100 years in jail, as if though that's supposed to scare Trump. And Trump is like, no. He said, I come back and I attack these people because when I do it, then the media will focus on what I've said as opposed to what these other individuals have said. I'm like, that's an interesting strategy. Because every time you hear about Trump in these indictments, oh, he's looking at 100 years and he'll be an old man. No one is saying that Hunter Biden should really be looking at this time, a misdemeanor, and then no jail time at all compared to so many other people, mainly black men like Kodak Black, Wesley Snipes, who spent time in jail, and he gets no time in jail. That's white privilege. And when you have a last name Biden, you can do anything. That should be the focus. We have right now two IRS whistleblowers who have said that David Weiss, the attorney general in Delaware, wanted to bring hard charges against Hunter Biden. The whistleblowers also said, and I think this is in a memo, that Leslie Wolf, an assistant U.S. attorney general, gave Hunter Biden's attorneys a heads up that they were coming to raid, I think, Biden's vacation house to see if there were classified documents there. She gave them a heads up. Why would she do that? Leslie Wolf, she is an assistant attorney general. Why would she do it? This doesn't make any sense. She's going to give them a heads up? Okay, and then when they were investigating, when they started the investigation, they said, well, we also want to look at follow the money trail that was leading to Joe Biden, the big guy. And then she said, no, I don't want to hear anything about a big guy. We're not going to investigate any of the Biden family members. We're not going to talk to them. We're not going to say anything. We're going to just focus on this, what we have right here, which is nothing. Leslie Wolf, who's being paid by your taxpayer dollars, Leslie Wolf, who would probably sick the IRS and all those new agents that Biden has been trying to hire after you. But when it comes to Biden, when it came to Biden, you're not going to look at that. And then you have these Republicans, like I said, who are running that are saying, we got to stop Trump by any means necessary. We got to stop him. Because with Trump, it's just chaos. It's just chaotic. Well, is it manufactured chaos and chaotic that was created by the media? Because that's all they do. He didn't start it. They started it. He will say something and then they'll blow it out of proportion. The same way he said, well, maybe we should look at using bleach. Oh, he said use bleach. No, come on. Why can't we say he was being sarcastic then? As opposed to, oh, Biden was being sarcastic when he said, God bless the Queen, or God save the Queen. Oh, he was being sarcastic when he says, we're going to build a bridge from America to India. But when Trump says it, oh, he's crazy. He really meant this. And he's just chaotic. No, but you see, this is how the media has you guys thinking. You can't trust them because they are an enemy of the people, plain and simple. But going back to Leslie Wolf, the assistant U.S. Attorney General. Now, she's the assistant to, what was the guy's name, David Weiss, who was investigating Hunter Biden. So she convinced him, no, we don't want to look at all this, any of this stuff. Now, when this came out, was released, word is that David Weiss wasn't saying anything. So it led people to believe, well, maybe this is true. Then he came out, well, after, let me just go back in time now. So this was released. We found this out that Leslie Wolf, please Google her, gave Hunter Biden's attorney a heads up that the compound that he was staying in with his dad was going to be raided. So you know what that means. If you have anything there that's illegal, you might want to hide it. Just get rid of it. So when this came out, David Weiss, who she's the assistant to, said absolutely nothing. And then I'm hearing, Andrew, that a memo has been released, or through word of mouth, he's saying, oh, no. She didn't keep me from doing my investigation. There was nothing untoward here. But that was after Merrick Garland came out and said, I gave this guy complete access. I told him I'm not going to interfere. Merrick Garland even went before Congress and said, I am not going to interfere in any of these investigations. But at the same time, Joe Biden went on TV and said, my son has done nothing wrong. I don't know about his business deals. He's the smartest man I know. He's done nothing wrong. A crackhead who lied on a gun application and got a gun. A crackhead who has no business experience, but he was using his uncle Peter Biden to help him because he was a front man. A crackhead who was paying for prostitutes and then he's going to put it on his tax returns that it was a business expense. A crackhead who sent a text on WhatsApp app to Henry Zhao, a Chinese businessman that's connected with the Chinese party, that if you don't give us this money, my dad is going to hear about this and I'm going to hold a grudge. Are you serious? But all that we're not supposed to look at. We're supposed to be focusing on the submarine that the Navy already knew had disintegrated. And then some of you are probably saying, but why are you mentioning the Navy? What does the Navy have to do with this? Because Biden is the chief commander. He's over all the military. He's over everything. And if you have woke generals that are there, of course they're going to cover for Biden.
Right.
And it just begs the question, are they really thinking about what they're doing? I mean, do they really think that they need to lie and cheat to cover for this incompetent imbecile who has just completely destroyed our culture, our way of life, our economy? I can't figure it out. But you know, after World War One, I can't remember which president it was, but he put a general in place who went in and fired all those generals because he said they're incompetent. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. We need to get real generals out there. And that's when we got Eisenhower. This is not good, folks. It's gaslighting at its best. And we're not asking the questions. We're not demanding that this administration be held accountable. And we're seeing all this played out on the, they're not even trying to hide it. It's being played out on a large scale on stage. And we're just sitting there watching it. And you better not say anything, because if you do, the Department of Justice and the FBI, who are crooked, will come after you and they will destroy your family. So you just better look at it, smile, and grin. This is typical from the Mao playbook, folks. This is not good, Andrew.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. And it seems like one of the only ones in Congress that wants to take some action is Lauren Boebert, who introduced impeachment charges to Joe Biden this past week. And of course, as usual, the Republicans had a very mixed reaction. So many of these rhinos just cannot get on the same page as people who are trying to put America first. And then you've got the complete opposite with the Democrats. You see them giving Adam Schiff a complete disgrace, a standing ovation, all seeming to be aligned in their authoritarian state. But then you've got such petty things happening on the GOP side, like Major League Taylor Greene cursing profanity at Lauren Boebert on the House floor. What has happened to Major Taylor Greene? We used to talk her up a lot on the show, but ever since this Kevin McCarthy thing, it seems like she's kind of went to the dark side, and I'm no longer sure that she's a Make America Great Again Republican like we were all hoping that she would be, and a strong fighter. It seems like she has been influenced and jaded by the elite there in Washington, D.C., and as far as I'm concerned, Lauren Boebert is standing up and doing a great job. We'll talk about that more when we come back. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
AmericaOutloud.com. If you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought, working hard to earn your trust for 7 incredible years and counting. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX nasal solution cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code Out Loud at CofixRx.com.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, already in our third and final segment. Time's flying by tonight. We've got so much to discuss. So I just mentioned before break, Lauren Boebert has finally introduced impeachment charges to Joe Biden. Major League Taylor Greene talked a lot about putting impeachment charges on Biden, but it never happened. Lauren Boebert has finally came out and done just that. And it seems like Marjorie Taylor Greene's not happy because she got into it with Lauren Boebert on the House floor. These Republicans need to get it together and stop these petty fights and just get on track and start going after this Biden administration, who's putting the front runner for president, trying to put him in jail. And then you've got these weak Republicans who can't agree on anything. It's very discouraging, don't you think, Rob?
It's very discouraging. But I think what we have to remember here, because I heard about the little blow up between Marjorie and Lori. These are two women who have gotten into it before. Remember when Marjorie supported Kevin McCarthy and Lori didn't? You got to come together, a meeting of the minds, and say, hey, we're fighting for the same thing. We are fighting for the same thing, and we need to get it together. Because Marjorie also needs to remember that when Biden was elected, she was one of the first to introduce impeachment. She said we should impeach him. And a lot of people say, oh, it's too early. And I was like, nope, she needs to do it. We need to do it. He needs to be impeached. Though some will say, but there's not enough people. He's not going to be kicked out. It's going to go to the Senate and they're going to reject it. The same thing with Trump. Trump wasn't kicked out of office, but he was impeached twice. So why not impeach Joe Biden for the crimes that he has committed against the country? One of the crimes he's committed is not protect our borders. He's allowed us to be invaded. What's happening there? What's going on? And I just want to throw out one little thing here, because I'm sure some of you are probably wondering about the Supreme Court ruling whereby the justices said, well, we're going to rule in favor of Biden with the whole issue with immigrants that are coming across. And the media won't explain this to you guys. Remember, they were saying that they dismissed this and said that the states had no standing. Where have you heard that before? Because some of you have probably forgotten. The 2020 election. When the attorney general sued in Pennsylvania and said that we want to make certain that those votes that were counted were the accurate votes. The same attorney general Paxton sued, I think was in Minnesota and some other states. And the judges came back and said, you have no standing, we're going to dismiss this. And when it was dismissed, people assumed because of the media that you see that the election was fair and square, and it wasn't. Because again, judges cannot dictate legislation. They can't do it. They have to uphold it. Only the legislative branches can make laws. So that's what happened during the election. Fast forward today with this whole issue with the judges, the court saying, the high court saying, you have no legal standing here. So in essence, it's the same thing. They're telling the states, okay, you brought forth a case before the courts, and you're saying that you want to stop illegals coming here because you're saying that it's going to cause a hardship on businesses. Okay, we don't see where it has caused a hardship on the government. And these businesses, if there is a hardship, then they need to bring forth the lawsuit and not the state. Now, to me, in my opinion, it makes no sense. I don't care if the state did do it. The state has a standing, so to speak, because they're saying, hey, this is going to affect the businesses that are in within our state. Maybe the lawsuit should have been the businesses joining in with the states and saying, hey, this is going to impact us. But you see, words matter. And these are the things that will cause you to lose trials or cause you to win. So I think it was Brett Kavanaugh wrote the opinion. He said, you know, the states, you have no standing here. We need for those businesses to come up. And the businesses we know have been impacted because some of the businesses are shutting down. Some of the businesses are being invaded, but they're being harmed by these illegals that are coming in and stealing from them. So that's all that meant. Again, the media is not going to explain that to you. They're going to make it seem as if they're, oh, the Trump judges, oh, they're voting against, they're not doing the right thing. No, they're looking at the law and they're saying, according to the law, it can't be the state bringing the charges. Okay, they have no standing here. It has to be the business. So that's all they were saying there. Okay. The media is not going to explain that to you, but that's what it was. Now, going back to what we were saying with Marjorie Taylor Greene and the impeachment, they need to impeach Joe Biden because of everything that we've just said and the previous two blocks of the show. Joe Biden knew about his son's business activities. Joe Biden knew because Joe Biden was being enriched by the money. Now, some will say, well, how do we know that when Hunter Biden sent that WhatsApp text that Joe Biden was sitting next to him? You're right. We don't know. And we may never will know. But the fact that he used his dad's office or his dad's position to get money. Now, some of you will also say, yeah, but at the time, Joe wasn't in office. Okay, let's say Joe wasn't in office, but we have a FAR violation because we have Hunter Biden doing business with a foreign country, which is tied to a foreign government, and he never registered. Why aren't people running to the FISA court saying we want to investigate him? But that just goes back to what I had said about David Weiss, the judge or the attorney who was looking at this matter, investigating it. And they were saying that, what's her name? Leslie Wolf said that we're not going to go into all this. We're only going to stay on the surface. And on the surface, we have no information. Now, guys, you also got to remember that Gary Shiffley, an IRS whistleblower, went on TV, on camera, to say that we looked at this and we were told to stand down. That they were giving the Biden family, all of the special treatment so that we could not investigate. There are two whistleblowers right now that are unnamed out of fear that the Department of Justice and the FBI will come after them that are saying the exact same thing, that the Biden family is corrupt. They have been making money and getting money because of Joe Biden's position. Barack Obama had to have known about it. Now, he's pretending that he didn't know, but John Durham's report is showing that he knew about everything else. So, of course, Obama knew about it. Obama, who's attacking Tim Scott. Obama, who's also attacking Nikki Haley, because they're the two minorities in the presidential race, Republican race, and he's just slamming them. Yet that Obama, who has done nothing but enriched himself, that Obama who did nothing for black people, but he made certain that gay people got the right to marry, and they get all these other advantages. And that's the reason why they're going crazy right now, trying to push this whole pride agenda down our throats. And we know what it is. We know that it's indoctrination. The same way you sent me that email the other day, Andrew, or before we came on show, about the transgender Democrat who's been arrested for child pornography. Now, is that in the news? Oh, no, that's not in the news. But they want you to focus on Trump is going to be in jail for 100 years. Okay, if he's in jail for 100 years, okay, so be it. He's not in office right now. Joe Biden is in office. Joe Biden should be held accountable. Joe Biden should be impeached. Thank you, Lori Brobar. He should be impeached. What are we waiting for? Mayorkas should be impeached. Merrick Garland should be impeached. Christopher Wray should be impeached. What are we waiting for? All they have to do, the Republican Congress, is to send out an order and say we want Leslie Wolf and we want David Weiss to come before the House and speak. That's it. And actually, just subpoena them. Don't even invite, just subpoena. But some would say, oh, well, you don't want to do it that way. How do you know they were never going to? We don't have time for the games. Okay. It's going to take Democrats 5 years to investigate Hunter Biden. And that's something else I want to bring up. Is that a lot of people are saying, Andrew, that David Weiss, well, he's a Trump appointee. Oh, the media, they enjoy saying that. This is a Trump appointee who agreed to these charges. They agreed to Hunter Biden pleading guilty. And then when it came out that, well, maybe his arm was twisted, because we're now learning that he wanted to go a little farther to investigate and indict Hunter Biden, but someone told him not to. They're like, oh, no, that's a lie. This was a Trump appointee, and we've got to accept it the way it is. Well, I just got something for you to think about. Trump appointee or not? There are a lot of Trump appointees that are never Trumpers that don't like Trump. We know that. So we're supposed to just look at him and say, oh, no, well, see, he's going by the book because he's a Trump appointee simply because he's going to let Hunter Biden off, knowing that his boss, although a Trump appointee, but his boss is now Merrick Garland. But look at how interesting they want to attack the judge in Florida. She's also a Trump appointee. Oh, we don't like her because she's going to let Trump get off. Well, we don't like her. They're openly saying this to you, that if the judge doesn't rule the way they want the judge to rule, her name is Eileen Cannon, I think, doesn't rule the way they want it to rule, oh, they don't like him. But if they do rule the way they want him to lose, oh, we like him. Oh, and Trump appointed them. As I said, Congress, subpoena them all, Leslie Wolf, David Weiss, Hunter Biden, and say, okay, now, we want to get to the bottom of this. Is this true or is it not? And then have on the big screen copies of the text and the messages and the emails. Just have it up there. So that when they lie, you can say, okay, you know, you just lied for Congress, and that's punishable by going to jail. Look at what happened to Cohen, Michael Cohen. He went to jail for lying to Congress. Merrick Garland lied to Congress. He said that he was going to allow David Weiss to have free reign over this investigation, and now we're finding out that he did not. He should be in jail. He's not above the law. And as the Democrats keep saying, no one is above the law. Nancy Pelosi, no one is above the law. Maxine Waters, no one is above the law. And where is Maxine Waters? I haven't seen she in her fake wig. She's hiding somewhere, or has age caught up with her the same way it has caught up with Dianne Feinstein? Oh, and we can't forget Adam Schiff, who said the same thing. No one is above the law. Since he's been censored, oh, he's making all the rounds. Oh, you know, I take this with a badge. I wear this with a badge of proudness. I'm proud of this. And then you have some Republicans saying, oh, we should have never done this because we're making a martyr out of him. No, you should have done it. What's wrong with you people? Get the rocks out of your head. You're going to say they're making a martyr out of him, but when they indict Trump, you're going to say, oh, this is bad. He needs to step down. It's like, you guys can't get on messaging. Get on the same page. I'm glad they censored him, and I wish they had censored him with a fine, but then you got to keep the story going. You got to keep saying, this guy is a bad guy. Every time you mention him, talk about the way he lied to the American people. And that's the reason why here on After Dark, I talk about it all the time. It might seem as if, though, oh, you're bringing this up. You keep talking about this. If I don't do it, who will do it? They're out there constantly talking about Trump, and people are believing it. So I'm going to use my platform to bring up all the indiscretions, all of the negativity, and all the bad things that these people have done, from Joe Biden to Adam Schiff to Dianne Feinstein to Nancy Pelosi to Maxine Waters, Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland, and all of Biden's cabinet members, and including Barack Obama, who knew about this entire, and I got the name, guys. Oh, let me see if I can find it. Oh, shoot, I forgot it again, and I just found it. The hurricane. Andrew, I can't believe it. I was just looking at it because I want to say the right name because they're constantly talking about it. And Barack Obama, here it is right here. Crossfire Hurricane. They all knew about it. They all knew that it was a lie. But see, Crossfire Hurricane was the genesis of getting them to start the entire Russia collusion, which was a big lie. And that's what is in John Drew's report, Crossfire Hurricane. They knew it was a big lie. So we're going to talk about this nonstop.
Yeah, we're going to continue to. The Democrats... a lot of talk is still out there that they might still try and pull their own coup. Everyone's talking about the one going on in Russia, but there's still a chance they might replace Joe Biden in the 2024 race. Do you think that's possible? I don't think Jill Biden's going to allow that to happen. It'll be over her dead body that anybody but Joe Biden runs in 2024. But they're still flirting with Gavin Newsom. He's still kind of making the rounds, and a lot of these Democrats would love to get a radical like Gavin Newsom in the White House, someone younger, more of a appealing face for the party, perhaps, than old man Joe. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that Joe Biden is a lock to be the 2024 candidate for the Dems?
Well, here's my take on it. I think that some Republicans want Gavin Newsom because they get Gavin Newsom, they could change the dialogue or the narrative from Trump to Gavin Newsom and DeSantis. As silly as it is, a lot of them are thinking, oh, let's let these young guys in. Let's see how they fight. Let's see what's going to happen. Because remember, earlier on, it was more so people were saying, oh, this is going to be a fight of the titans, Trump versus DeSantis. And now they see that DeSantis is not that strong. He's actually weak. And we called this out. There's nothing personal against him. But as we said, he needs to be a little bit more seasoned because he was about to lose the governorship when he first ran against that knucklehead in Florida. I mean, he was going to lose it until Trump came in and saved him. Now, not for nothing. People, I don't care what people are saying. There's no loyalty. No, loyalty means a lot. And Trump saved him. And there are a lot of people in Florida that are saying, no, Gavin, he saved you. And you should stand down and you should support him. You should throw all of your forces behind him because there's plenty of time for you to run. Trump saved you. You almost lost your first election as being governor because you were timid. So don't believe people when they're saying, oh, loyalty, it doesn't matter. We just want the best candidate. No, loyalty says a lot. And if you can't be loyal when someone is coming in to help you, you're not going to ever be loyal. You're just going to turn on the dime. So I don't buy this. And anyone who's saying it, you got to call them out and say, we got to stay away from you. Because loyalty means nothing, the same way it means nothing to the Democrats. So when I hear that, I'm like, that's a Democrat talking point. DeSantis should have stood down. He should have stood down because he could have lost his election that first go around had it not been for Trump stepping up and helping him. Trump made the difference. And we can't forget that. So this whole thing now with, oh, Newsom, there are some Republicans who want Newsom because they're thinking if they get Newsom, then people will gravitate toward DeSantis and say, oh, we want to see them battle it out. No, wait, you still got Kamala Harris. How is he going to hopscotch over Kamala Harris? Do you actually think black people are going to allow that? Granted, she's a horrible candidate. She's horrible. And they were saying that they were trying to reinvent her. Well, we haven't seen her. Where's she hiding? Well, she's hiding because she's incompetent also. So the Democrats have put themselves in a quagmire. Joe is too old to do it, but they'll try to push him on as long as Jill's behind him. Barack Obama's going to try to stand out of it. But I'm sure behind the scenes, they want Newsom. And Newsom wants Newsom also, although he has destroyed California. And for that, no Republican should be saying, let him run. Because if you do, you know how the Democrats will lie and cheat, and Republicans will roll over, and then he will become the next president, and he will continue the destruction of our great country. God save and bless America, Andrew.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Rob. And could you imagine a potential Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom debate? I mean, one could say, oh, you destroyed California. Then the other could answer back, oh, but you've destroyed America. I mean, neither one of them have much to brag about, but I don't think it's going to happen, as we said. It's just Gavin Newsom out there, maybe in the back of his mind thinking in Joe Biden's old age something can happen to him, so he's kind of just staying out there in case there's an opportunity for him to step up. But looks like the Democrats are going to be going with Joe again. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We're all out of time tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, wherever you stream, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.